This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Auburn Express.
What's up in War Eagle, War Report family? You got Ike Jones back with another morning drop. Today, we are going to talk about the new apparel partnership that Auburn has made official with Nike. And we're going to talk about the return of Dylan Cardwell for his final season of eligibility with Auburn basketball. We got to get into it, man. Y'all know how we do right here, War Report style. Let's drop it on him.
You are now listening to the War Report.
Morning Drop. It is April the 12th on a Friday. Hopefully everybody's week has gone well. And let's get in here and have a quick conversation about a couple of developments. These are not the only things that are happening news-wise around Auburn. Some new commits to the football program, but we're getting probably into some of that stuff on the weekend tailgate show. But hopefully everybody, again, is having a really great week. And let's talk a little bit about this apparel partnership that Auburn has with Nike that's going into effect in 2025. We'll start there. So from how I understand it, like, it's not going to impact the coming season, right? Because they still have one more deal under the Under Armour situation. But Nike is going to be the new uniform provider and new apparel provider for Auburn Athletics starting in 2025. So, you know, people have line up on a lot of sides of this debate about whether or not this is a good move for Auburn. I think the vast majority of people feel as if this is a long time coming. There are iconic Auburn athletes, Charles Barkley, Frank Thomas, Bo Jackson, all have Nike shoes that are in their names or that are attributed to them. And so it's exciting for them to be able to be in the apparel situation like that. You know, Auburn women's athletes, right, are out there that are supporting Nike, right? And so it just felt like it was a good fit for Auburn from that standpoint. And then it actually does matter to a lot of the sports. Listen, it has been long publicized, and I don't want to go in too hard on Under Armour because they still have another year of supporting the athletes here at Auburn. But been long publicized that some of the things that were happening with the Under Armour apparel, just they were tearing up quickly, and athletes were just kind of running through that stuff a little bit too quickly. And, you know, injuries and all that sort of thing are just, you know, it just wasn't specifically for like the non-football. So, you know, Under Armour, when Auburn first got into the agreement with them, kind of was on a cutting edge of performance technology. And it just seems as if the rest of the athletic apparel providers have caught up with Under Armour, and, you know, they were already bigger companies, but Under Armour lost a little bit of that edge of being kind of the upstart company that was coming in and really claiming market share and putting athletes on the cusp of revolutionary style technology for helping them to perform. And it hasn't really been what it's supposed to be. Specifically the last few years. So the pivot to another apparel provider was inevitable, I feel. The question was just going to be which direction they were going to go. You know, at the time, I think there was a novelty to being one of the few and bigger schools that were being outfitted by Under Armour at the time. And, you know, Auburn still would have been one of the larger providers for that company to be able to provide uniforms for. But again, it just felt as if that time had come and gone. And now, you know, Nike is going to be the one that's on the horizon. And I think that there are a lot of people who are going to be excited by this, specifically those sports that had not been supported very well, baseball, softball, volleyball, track, right? They're going to have some really good opportunities to have the type of gear that will allow them to be excellent and not have to worry about things. You know, Nike has done a really good job of outfitting some of the best athletes around the world. But I think when you're talking about things like specifically basketball, right? Like, I don't know that it's as big a deal for football players, you know, what kind of cleats they have on. And, you know, I didn't hear great things about the Under Armour gloves, but I think that a lot of these athletes just like Nike, right? And, you know, from a lifestyle brand perspective, those types of things actually matter to a lot of athletes about what they're wearing and the style that they want to be able, you know, to put together with those things. So this is going to be a good partnership for Auburn, I feel, from that standpoint. But again, I think the basketball side of it is really where the bigger dividends are going to be seen as far as your ability to have athletes playing in the type of gear that they really want. And it may pay dividends in your ability to recruit a little bit. Like, again, you know, a large portion of people who are really big into fashion and have, you know, the very strict fashion code around, you know, if I'm wearing Nike shoes, then I can't be wearing anything. But if I'm going to wear athletic gear with it, it's got to be Nike stuff. So, you know, they'd be forced to, if you're athletes or if you're, you know, fans, to wear Under Armour gear with Nike shoes because you didn't want to buy Under Armour shoes, right? So, and then I think the bigger disappointment from an apparel provider is Under Armour didn't really do a good job. They don't have the marketing reach and the doors with their apparel to be everywhere. So if you wanted to go and support Auburn and purchase authentic Auburn gear, you couldn't find it everywhere just because Under Armour wouldn't make that stuff readily available in local stores. And it was just difficult to go and get that stuff. Now, I don't know how much easier it's going to be because a lot of it has to do with the popularity in the region in which you're going and doing your shopping. But even online, they just had a lot of stuff where I understand they wanted to have some exclusivity with some things that the athletes could only have so they'd feel like they're wearing something nobody else could get. But even with that, I think that they fell kind of woefully short in some of those things. I remember Mike G was telling me about an instance where he has some, I think it was either a pair of shorts or a pair of sweatpants, something to that nature, that were essentially the exact same thing that the athletes were wearing during pro day. They just put a pro day thing on it, and it's the same thing, right? Like, they weren't really the creative direction that they were taking with the ways in which they outfitted athletes. Just it was woefully behind. You know, talking with the women's basketball team, you know, they were one of the few teams that didn't have, up until last season, they didn't really have alternate uniforms. Or was it the season before last? Up until very recently, they didn't have alternate colored uniforms, right? Like, they were not being given the stuff that they needed to be, or they wanted to have, to be able to go out there and do, you know, the special uniforms for special things that were happening. So it just, you know, and Under Armour, really, they stepped up their effort last year. They got new uniforms for the basketball team and tried to do some things that looked a little bit more modern for them and that were exciting. And, you know, they did different merch drops for them when they made it to tournaments and that sort of thing. So you saw Under Armour try a little bit better. And I think that was in self-preservation, but it might have been too little too late. And you look at things like how the school is able to send apparel packages to pro athletes and congratulations on XYZ, and they get a box of apparel, and it just wasn't really, it wasn't hitting the same way as it was for athletes that were getting things from other apparel providers. So There are just small details in how Under Armour was performing within that contract that just it eventually became less appealing to the administration for the direction that they wanted to be able to take things. And then the Nike partnership, again, it just makes sense because you've seen Nike do those things and do them well across a lot of sports, right? It's not just that they're good at one thing. They're good at a lot of different sports, and they're able to support the entire breadth of the athletic department for Auburn. So it's going to be interesting. But this is the thing that I think is going to be interesting, and I normally wait to the very end to ask a question, but because I'm breaking this up into two different topics, what I would like to know from you all before we get into our break is – number one, how do you feel about the Nike partnership and the apparel partnership? But number two, I think a very interesting thing that's starting to get circulation in a lot of circles is whether or not this is going to open them up to being able to do some alternative uniforms for football. They've done it for a lot of schools, and they're not afraid to put out special, you know, SKUs of things out there. Is Auburn going to do it, though, right? Like, the possibility is definitely there. They're not going to get pushback from the apparel provider, but will Auburn do it? And how do you feel about it? We've had this conversation once before, a couple of years ago, when it came to alternative uniforms. How do you all feel about the potential of that happening with this Nike partnership? So I want to know two things. How do you feel about the partnership in general? And if you're in favor of it, because if you're not in favor, it doesn't really matter what you think about it. Let me not say it doesn't matter what you think about it. You're not going to be in favor of the alternative uniforms regardless, because it's going to have Nike on it. So you're not in favor there. But if you are in favor, what do you feel about the potential of having some alternative uniforms? Baseball's got the blue uniforms, and you know, they've got the white, and they've got, like, you know, they've got some different colors that they're able to throw out there, gray and all this kind of stuff. You know, basketball has the orange uniforms and blue and white. Is it time for Auburn football to be able to have an alternative uniform as well? That's what I want to hear from you all. But that's it for the apparel conversation. We are going to hear a quick word from our sponsor. And all week we have been sponsored by the good folks over at Manscaped. Again, if you haven't heard this spiel, I'm going to give it one more time just because it's that important. It is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped's partner with the Testicular Cancer Society to help raise and spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Make sure you visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for signs of cancer. And as always, you can use promo code RAPPORT for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. We recently actually got an email from one of the people who patron our channel. And, you know, I said on a previous show, a gentleman by the name of Chris hit us up, and he was saying, I was saying that I didn't know anyone in specific personally that had been impacted by this, but he shared his story with me, and I'm not going to tell you his entire story around it, but he was just saying that, you know, just kind of voicing how important it is because his early detection saved his life, right? And so it's very important to go out there and do these things if you're men, you know, and making sure you're checking yourself, man. So if you need to and you need to figure out what's going on, manscaped.com/TCS to check yourself for early detection, and you can potentially prevent bigger issues from happening there. Testicular cancer awareness is a big thing, so I want to make sure that you guys are handling that properly. So again, if you have any questions about that, head to that website. You'll get it done there.
War Report family, you are listening to The Morning Drop, where we talk about the most recent and relevant Auburn sports news. We broadcast live from the War Report's YouTube channel on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central Time. You're welcome to come watch it live, but the live chat is reserved for our YouTube channel members only. So come on by, become a member, and get active in the best Auburn sports community on the webs. We'll be right back after we pay a couple bills.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Thanks for sticking around through the ad break. Now here's the rest of your morning drop.
Let's move forward here and talk a little bit more Auburn sports. We're going to get back, and I mentioned the apparel partnership and how it could impact basketball. Not related. You know, I don't think Dylan Cardwell decided he was going to come back to Auburn basketball because he wanted to wear Nike shoes. In fact, the apparel partnership doesn't kick off until 2025, and he won't even be here unless they're going to provide shoes at the top of the year and switch over mid-season. You know, he's still going to be in Under Armour stuff, but he did decide recently that he is going to be returning to Auburn basketball. So Dylan Cardwell makes it official that he is going to be coming back. This is a big thing for Auburn to get Dylan Cardwell back because I love the progress that he made this past season, specifically in his ability to catch the ball in traffic and being able to finish around the rim. We know he's a rim runner and he can catch the lobs at the rim. But, you know, his ability to you know, really, I mean, he didn't show it a lot, but he did have, you know, some touch around the basket with some baby hook stuff. Stepped out and shot a couple of threes this year. I mean, he really displayed a variety of ways in which he could score. But the biggest thing for Dylan is going to be, you know, what he does from an energy perspective, from an effort perspective, and from his ability to play defense, right? Like, he is going to be a guy that is giving you max effort all the time. He's a good rim protector and he's an enforcer in the lane, right? Like, he's not out there, you know, letting cutters come through without giving them a little, you know, contact as they come across the lane. And you need guys like that because the type of defense that Auburn wants to play is going to mandate physicality. And Dylan Cardwell brings that physicality the entire time that he is out there on the floor. He ignites the crowd. He ignites his teammates. He is a guy that is definitely going to pay dividends for Auburn. And now, because he's announced so early, because last year we went through this whole situation where guys were waiting for a while and you didn't know what the status was going to be. At least publicly, people didn't know what the status was going to be. And it made it where there was a lot of uncertainty for the coaching staff about how they needed to fill out their roster. And, you know, Dylan Cardwell announcing this earlier means that, you know, one portion of your front court is taken care of. You know, whether you're going to go get another starting big, you don't have to now. You have a center that you know is going to be coming back and can be kind of the defensive anchor for you. And so now you can start to build your team around that defensive anchor there and figure out, okay, now what do I need to do from a power forward perspective? Now, if Jahni Broom comes back, maybe you go to a Twin Towers thing and then you go get two guys from, you know, D1 or from, you know, smaller FCS schools or something like that, and bring them in with the potential, especially if they're younger guys, with the potential of playing behind the Twin Towers, and they're going to get their, you know, 15 to 20 minutes as opposed to a straight split like Dylan and Jahni were doing. And then you'll be able to have them come in and play that and then play their way into the role of the starter. So there's some intriguing ways in which Coach Pearl could sell that. But what you do know is that you have a guy that if you needed to, you could start at your center position who knows what he's doing and can be a defensive anchor. And now you can focus on how are you going to get buckets around Dylan Cardwell. You really need to solidify that point guard that's going to be a guy who is able to facilitate and be able to throw the lobs. One of the big things that Coach Pearl talked about was he loved the chemistry that he had in the lineup with Trey Donaldson and Dylan Cardwell because Trey was such a willing passer and threw the lobs so well, and Dylan was such a great rim runner, right? So you need somebody who's going to be able to be that kind of point guard to pair with Dylan Cardwell if he's going to be your starting center. But again, you don't have to worry about whether or not you're going to have a big that can be your defensive anchor out there with Dylan coming back. You know, I think this was the best offensive season Dylan has had, and his defense has steadily improved. I think the only thing that you're going to want from Cardwell is to be able to stay out of foul trouble a little bit better because he is giving that max effort the entire time. Sometimes he gets whistled for some fouls. Sometimes those fouls are complete crock, right? But just the effort in which he's playing and the ferocity and the physicality in which he's playing with, sometimes, you know, he gets whistled for some stuff out there. So that'd be the only worry that you have. But, you know, you're going to have a rim protector there that you, again, can figure out how to put other pieces around. You know, when Auburn was good that year with Walker Kessler, that defense was predicated on, all right, we're going to give you the straight line drives. We're just going to run you into a shot blocker and good luck. Auburn's defense has really not been that way. I mean, who's Walker Kessler? But and Dylan Cardwell's not Walker Kessler, but he's a really good shot blocker, right? Like, it's not as if Dylan Cardwell's just he does a really good job of blocking shots. And I think if he's able to stay out of foul trouble, he can be a guy that can really dominate that way in that way next season defensively for Auburn. So this is great news for Auburn basketball to be able to get a guy like Dylan Cardwell to come back. You know, you've got Denver Jones back. You know, you've got Chaney Johnson back, and you know that you have Chad Baker-Mazzara back. You really have four guys that you could start right there if you wanted to. And now you just got to figure out who's your point guard. You know, you've got two dynamic freshmen that are going to be coming in next year into Tahad Pettiford and Ja'Kai Howard. So you have backup 2 and 3/4. I don't think Ja'Kai Howard could really play four. He could play a small four. But you've got a two guard and a three guard. So you've got backup wings there. You just need a starting point guard and a backup point guard. Even if you want to rotate Denver Jones and allow him to play some point guard next year, which I think Coach Pearl will do for Denver Jones, and let him be kind of a scoring point to be able to be out there and facilitate a little bit more. But even if you want to do that, you still need two other guards that you can bring in that are true point guards that are going to be more facilitative than scoring, because you have plenty of scoring punch with the three guys that you have on your wing, plus, you know, what Ja'Kai Howard could bring, plus what Chad Baker-Mazzara brings, right? Like, you've got that. So going to be interesting to see how Coach Pearl and company decide to fill out the remainder of this roster with the spots that they have available. Haven't heard anything definitive from Chris Morris to whether or not he's going to return. So you still probably need, you know, another kind of gritty effort guy to be out there on your wing, because you don't really know yet kind of what defender at this level a Ja'Kai Howard is going to be, you know, or what Tahad Pettiford's going to be. He, athletically, those guys are amazing, but, you know, from an effort and from a kind of technique standpoint, what they're going to bring defensively. So you still have some unanswered questions, because Coach Pearl and his staff are going to demand that they play defense a certain way. And so in order to do that, you're going to need to be able to be physical, and they've got the athleticism. This team is going to be super athletic next year. Let's just say that. Listen, Denver Jones is underrated, crazy athletic. Chaney Johnson, oh man, can we just talk about the high-flying team that's going to be Chaney Johnson and Ja'Kai Howard out there. Chad Baker-Mazzara, long, athletic, you know, Tahad Pettiford, super athletic, bouncy, right? This is going to be a very athletic team. And then you have a Dylan Cardwell coming back as a defensive anchor and super athletic, can run the floor too. This team is going to be able to, we'd seen this team kind of get into more of a half-court game around Jani Broome. Even if Jani comes back with his ability to step out a little bit more, this is a team that's going to be able to run up and down the floor next season, right? So you need a point guard that's is able to do that and can control the tempo in the half court. Going to be interesting to see what happens there, but glad to see Dylan Cardwell back in the orange and blue next season. So more stuff obviously to come from that basketball team over the coming weeks. We've had some visits and some interesting things going on there, but looking forward to seeing how that all pans out. But that's it, man. I'm going to get out of here. I appreciate you all dropping in with me. As always, the Morning Drop is brought to you by the folks at the Rogue Shop. Make sure you hit them up and use code REPORT when you do to get a little something off at America's number one online dispensary. That is Rogue Shop. Sleep, stress, pain, anxiety. They've got remedies for you right there at Rogue Shop. Before you get out of here, please do the necessary by liking the video, subscribe to the channel, and sharing the content if you're out there on social media. We definitely appreciate that at the War Report when you do, and we will look forward to seeing those shares. I'm going to get out of here, but we'll be back at you with the weekend tailgate coming up this Sunday. But until then, and as always, War Eagle. Drop!